armed, dangerous and on the run for 20 years.
First time was shock and just trauma, but the second time was anger that he came back.
The man, dubbed as the Bicycle Bandit, traumatised hundreds of staff and bank customers across the state. His reign of terror began in 2004. He targeted 11 banks from Mount Pleasant to Balaclava. In some hold-ups, he fired shots.
That person on each occasion was armed with a Chinese SKK 7.62 rifle, which he used to threaten staff and customers on each occasion.
7 News can exclusively reveal police will allege that person is Kim Parsons, a former police officer and at the time of some of his offending, a firefighter with the MFS. The major breakthrough came on Friday, a DNA hit helping to crack one of the state's most baffling cases wide open. 73-year-old Parsons arrested at his million-dollar O'Sullivan Beach home.
A search of the man's home address has uncovered a number of items of interest to investigators, including ammunition and 6 unregistered firearms.
One of them, this rifle, which could be the same used in all of the robberies. Deb Janes had a gun pointed at her at the Yankalilla ANZ branch twice.
Very terrifying. After all this time, I thought he'd got away with it.
Residents here today were keeping quiet about the breakthrough arrest of their neighbour, only to say they are good people who had moved into the home about a year ago. But police believe the mystery of that man and his alleged dark past is about to unravel.
SAPOL will never give up. We will be relentless in our search for the truth.
Hannah Ford, 7 News.